Good morning. I'm Cara Dahl Russell, and with me here in the studio this morning, I have two special guests. They're about to do a performance on November 16th to young pianists, students at James M. Bennett, Kieran Murphy and Kaya Manazade. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
They're going to be performing on November 16th at Asbury United Methodist Church, 1401 Camden Avenue in Salisbury. For more information, you can call the Salisbury Wicomico Arts Council, 410-543-2787, because they will be performing on behalf of the Instrument Barn, an organization which distributes instruments to low-income students aspiring to play in band or orchestra. SWAC's Instrument Barn, the Asbury Handbell Choir, will also perform as a little break in the program. Tickets can be purchased from SWAC or at the door. Let's try that again, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Much better. Thank you. Okay. I'll start by asking Kaya, you're the senior, Kaya Manazade. You told me how you two know each other. You have some classes in common.
Oh, yeah. Kieran and I have known each other since the beginning of high school, and a little earlier, actually. We first met in a piano recital, coincidentally, and we also have a lot of classes together. We're both on the academic team at school, and, you know, we have a lot of classes together and see each other a lot in school.
And you said you both take Latin together?
Yeah, we're both in Latin. We've been doing that for 4 years.
So these guys are not slackers. And Kieran, how long have you been playing?
Oh, I've been playing since I was 7, so 9 years.
And who's your current piano teacher?
It's Miss Camelia Lasley.
Okay. And Kaya?
Well, I too have been playing for 9 years, but I started when I was 8. And my teacher is Miss Luba Paskova.
Okay. It's a teacher here at Salisbury University.
Yeah.
Why don't we start off, why don't you tell me what your programs are? Kieran, what are you going to be playing on the program?
Well, I'm going to be playing a selection from Johann Sebastian Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, a prelude and fugue. I'm also going to be playing...
Which one?
It's his second volume, number 6.
Okay.
I'm also going to be playing Mozart's Sonata in G, K-283, the first movement. I'll be playing Chopin's Waltz in C-sharp minor, Opus 62, number 2, Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody, number 2, Debussy's Pour le Piano, the prelude, as well as Rachmaninoff's prelude in C-sharp minor.
And Kaya?
Well, I'll be playing a similar variety of pieces. I'm going to start with a piece by Fiocco, an early suite that he wrote.
And who is that? When did he live?
He's an early Baroque composer. And he's not as widely known as Bach, but he definitely has some great pieces. And I think it'll be fun to just have some variety, you know, rather than be playing the Bach, have some lesser known composers. So I'll be playing that. And then I'll also have a Liszt Consolation. I believe it's Consolation number 2 in D-flat major. Or it might be number 3, actually. I'll be doing a Chopin
Either
mazurka.
Way, we'll be consoled.
Yeah, yes, yes. I'll be playing a Chopin mazurka, Opus 33, number 2. I'll be doing Dr. Gratus ad Parnassum by Debussy. I'll also be playing a couple jazz pieces, one by Oscar Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's it.
That certainly sounds like a full program. And then the Asbury Handbell Choir will be filling out the program. I'll go back to Kieran. Whose idea was this, to do this as a benefit for the Instrument Barn? And how did that play out?
Well, I suppose I thought of the idea, and I asked Kaya. And I heard about the Instrument Barn and thought it was a really, really good program to donate money to. And I told Kaya, hey, we should do a piano concert, since I knew that he was a very talented pianist and that I think our styles complement each other well. And so, I thought that both of us together doing a piano concert would be very appropriate to benefit other young musicians.
And how did you happen to hear about the SWAC Instrument Barn program?
Well, my mother and father are actually Arts Council members, and I was telling them that I wanted to do something for charity, and they said that I should do the SWAC Instrument Barn because they've been helpful to SWAC in the past.
Okay, so you had a little seed planted by your parents on that.
Yeah,
that was a good seed to plant. And Kaya, did you know about the program beforehand?
I actually did not, and I was introduced to it by Kieran. But lately, you know, I've been learning so much about it that I can't believe, you know, I hadn't heard of it before, because it's really doing some great stuff here locally.
And again, the Instrument Born is an organization which distributes instruments to low-income students aspiring to play in band or orchestra, I believe. Maybe you two know a little more. They take in gently used instruments, older instruments, and distribute them. And it's, I think, the Salisbury Instrument Shop.
Salisbury Music does all the repairs.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the Instrument Barn, yeah, like you said, they refurbish instruments, they collect them, or use the money generated from various charity programs to collect these instruments, repair them, and then give them to students, usually elementary school or middle school, who can't afford the instruments for band.
I also just want to say, since I have you both here directly, to say this to you. This is exactly the kind of thing that, as pianists go along in their career, it's exactly the kind of thing that you need to be doing to creative ways to put your programs together with a community interest. I was involved in a chamber festival this summer where their whole focus was how to get music out into the community and more connected to the community. This is exactly the kind of thing that you'll need to do through your career if you pursue music as your main career to continue to connect with other people, but also bring more attention to your playing. It's reciprocal in that
win-win.
You're giving out, but it also helps bring more interest to your performance. And it's just a really smart idea for you to have. And I congratulate both of you on both wanting to do it and being willing to do it, but also on having that idea and going for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that, again, is November 16th at Asbury United Methodist Church, 1401 Camden Avenue in Salisbury, Maryland. This is a charity event with great music, two young pianists who've been playing for many years, playing classical repertoire for the most part, some jazz, and the Asbury Handbell Choir will also perform. Again, you can go to the SWAC, Salisbury Wicomico Arts Council website, and you can also call for tickets at 410-543, or just for more information, 410-543-2787. Tickets may be purchased from SWAC or at the door. They do have prices. Again, this is all going to the Instrument Barn. Is there anything else you two would like to add about your playing?
You can buy tickets at the door, but alternatively, rather than pay money for a ticket, you could also bring in a gently used woodwind or brass instrument. And if you bring that to donate, then you can get in for free.
Okay. Or you could do that and buy a ticket.
Oh, certainly. Donations will be accepted, too.
Okay. So, and I don't think I asked you on the air. Kieran, where are you in school, and what's your focus academically?
I'm a junior, and I suppose I'm more interested in social sciences, history, political science, economics, things like that.
And Kaya?
Well, I'm a senior at James M. Bennett as well. I enjoy history mainly. I do enjoy science, but I'm hoping to pursue history and music in college.
History is very useful for musicians because you need to know, it helps to know about the things as you play them.
Absolutely.
Certainly.
Thank you to both of you. Thanks for having this idea. Good luck. Kaya, are you already applying to colleges things?
Well, I just sent off all the November 1st applications, and I'm preparing to send off the other applications for all the other colleges.
Are you headed more towards music schools or general?
I want to go into the military. I'm applying to West Point as well as some ROTC programs, believe it or not. The downside is at a military academy, they don't have a huge music program, but perhaps
my uncle was in the Army band, so... But I don't know if they still have those programs, but...
They do have Army band, and I've considered that, but I don't want to make a full career out of music, but I definitely want to keep studying it and keep it in my life.
That's great. Well, thanks to both of you. Again, this event is November 16th. You can find out more on our website on the events calendar, delmarvapublicradio.net. Look under the events calendar. Look for Classics for a Cause. The date is November 16th. Starts at 7 p.m. Pianist Kaya Manizadi and Kieran Murphy. And they're doing this as a benefit for Salisbury by Cumco Arts Council's Instrument Barn. Thank you both. Thanks for your time, and thank you for being willing to do this for the music community.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.